There is more than one Oscar in movie news this week. Oscar nominations were handed out Monday, and a new film version of a play by Oscar Wilde opens today. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
A Good Woman takes its title from the last line of the play it's based on, Lady Windermere's Fan by Oscar Wilde. The film, starring Helen Hunt, Scarlett Johansson, and Tom Wilkinson, is well-intentioned and mildly diverting. But in attempting to modernize its story, A Good Woman loses many of the things that make the original so memorable. The Wilde play is a source of such classic witticisms as, "I can resist everything except temptation." But it's set entirely in a circa 1890 London drawing room, not the most photogenic of locales. So everyone jumped at the chance to move the whole business to Italy's scenic Amalfi Coast during the glamorous 1930s. Unfortunately, like certain indigenous plants, the Wilde play has not survived the transplant in perfect health. Despite its talented cast, the result lacks Wilde's trademark bite. It's soft and middle brow, while he was anything but. A Good Woman shows what happens when Mrs. Erlin, a notorious Jezebel, known for seducing other women's husbands, takes up residence in that part of Italy.
Forgive me. You're American, aren't you? I'm from New York, Mrs. Erlin.
Rhode Island, Mrs. Windermere.
I need an opinion from home. Now, be honest. Would you wear it?
Well, it doesn't leave much to the imagination, does it?
Well, it depends on the imagination. Some men have more than others.
Soon, local gossips connect Erlin with Robert Windermere, whose young wife is played by Johansson. She, in turn, finds herself vulnerable to a vile seducer. The truth about men and women, however, is rarely what everyone says it is, especially where Oscar Wilde is concerned. While moving this story to Italy makes for scenic vistas, it also creates problems. For one thing, Wilde's concerns about the restrictive nature of society don't play as well outside the rigid confines of Victorian England. Also sacrificed in this more naturalistic production is the brilliance of Wilde's artifice. His sharpness and crackling energy make a bad fit with the film's unsuccessful attempts at well-rounded characters. Not helping either are misconceived performances by a pair of gifted actresses. Johansson is artificial as a young bride who spends much of her time pouting through sensual lips. And the empathetic Helen Hunt feels miscast as a heartless woman of the world. A Good Woman won't ruin anyone's day, but it won't make anyone's either. And it won't get the great Oscar Wilde anything like the admiration his work deserves.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Devar Ardalan and Sarah Mobley-Smith. Senior producers include Barry Gordimer, Neva Grant, with Jim Wildman in New Orleans, and Jim Wallace in Baghdad. The Radio Expeditions production staff includes Carolyn Jensen, Jessica Goldstein, editor Christopher Joyce, and technical director William McQuay. Our series, This I Believe, is independently produced by Dan Gediman with Emily Botine. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Linda Wertheimer.